Overconsumption and carbon fuels.
Hello, my name is Carol. I will continue our discussions about the model of hunger management. I will speak about a future vision based on the adaptation of this model. Perhaps future historians will look back at this time in human history as the time of overconsumption and carbon fuels.
We start with a visionary journey into the future, looking at humankind's adaptation to the industrial food matrix. Seniors now live much longer with increasing average lifespans approaching 90 years and are vital contributors to society's success. Humans of all ages will eat far less than we do now with a much higher hunger tolerance. They receive benefits from the anti-aging effects of regularly experiencing the phenomenon of fasting. There is no preoccupation about what to eat and where to go. They spend less money and enjoy their meals far more. They will not be anxious about the next meal. We'll manage hunger positively. Future humans will be more mindful of the mental and physical effects of hunger and avoid overconsumption.
The cost savings were enormous across vast areas of society, including vital reductions of our carbon footprint.
A shift occurred in a measurement called the age of dependency ratio, which increased dramatically. This ratio shows that people over 65 still contribute to society. Their population is now part of the labor force and considered essential for governments, economists, bankers, businesses, universities, and other major economic segments. The future has the most sizable number of older productive people with long-term positive effects on Medicare and Social Security. The enormous cost saving to these generations eliminated poverty from reductions of chronic debilitating diseases.
Transport, housing, and the industrial food matrix had been the three most giant carbon footprints on the planet. Food's carbon footprint is the greenhouse gas emissions produced by growing, rearing, farming, processing, transporting, storing, cooking, and disposing of the food you eat. In the 21st century, food produced about 8 tons of emissions per household, which is now around 5 tons, a reduction of 5% of the total. This achievement alone stopped the runaway greenhouse effect. Worldwide, reports showed that livestock agriculture produced half of all man-made emissions, they now account for 35%. Future generations coined our current time on this planet as the age of overconsumption and carbon fuels.
Humankind's survival may very well depend on adapting to the modern food matrix. Such adaptation is based on adequate physical activity and the restriction of energy intake while keeping essential nutrients. The primary goal of medicine is to reduce the time a person suffers from diseases and disabilities during their lifetime, referred to as health span. This goal will continue far into the future, where good health will last as we age, matching the lifespan.
Life expectancy increased because the mechanisms taking place during fasting hunger are evolutionarily conserved, having anti-aging effects. Consistent improvements in disease risk reduction effects occur even in the non-weight challenged individuals.
Just think about the older generation's amount of knowledge and experience accumulating through time for the benefit of many. Tolerating hunger was vital to weight management that, for so many years, perplexed nations living with epidemic weight problems and offspring diseases.
Even now, many are asking questions like, will hunger management offers us a life with less disease and better chances at longevity, or will we be healthier than the present group of older people? The answer is yes. If you substitute the phrase related to calorie restriction with the word hunger, then it looks promising. Research is confirming such ideas. Imagine a country with the healthiest older people unlike any before in history. For this reason, calorie restriction research and longevity have been on the President's Council on Bioethics for quite some time.
At present, there is an urgent need to reduce age-related health conditions, including metabolic disease and disability. Obesity and mortality risks are increasing in our seniors around the world. Over the past 15 years, 4.3 million seniors between the ages of 65 to 75 joined the weight-challenged ranks, according to the 2019 America's Health Rankings Senior Report.
Hunger management is a novel paradigm that aims to improve the adverse effects of aging. This approach is available to everyone, which is especially important as global food security is reached. As Spock of Star Trek would often say, live long and prosper. So, from the hunger management team,
live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.